Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Codependent Perfectionist Podcast. I am Alana Carvalho, and I just want to send all my love and support out to all of you guys during this time. We're really all going through a lot right now, and so I thought it might be helpful if I could do a podcast talking about the coronavirus and how that's affecting many of us as parents. And I know that's a subject that some of you can't relate to, but you may be able to just relate in some of the ways that we're all kind of struggling through this together. And so today I just want to share a couple of things that I think might be helpful in terms of just getting some support and talking about some of the stuff that's going on in our own homes. And I just want to really kind of acknowledge everybody for what we're all dealing with, and many of us are doing it without many of the supports we're used to having, right? So if you are a parent and you have children and you're used to getting, you know, a babysitter, or your kids are in school all day, or whatever you have that gives you some space to take care of yourself or go to work or whatever it is that you do, you know, obviously right now you don't have that. And I think that's one of the toughest things for many of us here, is that there really is no separation from the many different aspects of our life that continue to exist. And now in this really new way where, you know, just as an example, right, usually I get up and I, you know, get the kids ready and all of that. But when I leave the house and go to work, there's a physical separation that happens from my home environment where I have some time to just kind of transition into my workspace. And then I go into my workspace and it's quiet. And although there's a lot of background noise from being in New York City, but, you know, it's very different than being at home, where now what's happening is I'm working from home and I can hear my children while I'm working. And, you know, just there's no commuting time where, you know, I might sit and reflect on my day or breathe or maybe just listen to music or read, whatever it is that I'm doing at that time. And so this is a really unique experience for many of us that are either just parents with our children at home or working parents who are trying to work and have our children at home. And so, you know, I really feel for everybody who's going through this right now, because it's really, really difficult. And I know even with my own children who are young, they have a lot of work from school that I'm expected to be doing with them on a daily basis. And that is really tough, because on top of, you know, my normal workload, right, I'm helping them also do their schoolwork. And so, you know, many of us just can't do it all. And as codependents and perfectionists, right, the thing that we want to do is do it all. And we want to do it great. And I'm finding that this is a time when that seems almost impossible for most of us, right? And I think that can actually be a really helpful thing for many of us who are codependents and perfectionists, because it forces us to have to take a step back in some ways and not be able to have everything done perfectly. You know, maybe our house isn't getting clean, or maybe we're not doing the kids' homework how it needs to be done, or, you know, we're not able to cook the way we normally do. Whatever it is that you're not doing right now, just give yourself some real compassion here, because there's the worst thing I think that you can do during this time is really beat yourself up over what you're not doing, or what you're not doing great or not doing well. And that's a tendency of ours, right? So what we want to do is really, as much as we can, just try to be so gentle with ourselves in terms of what we are getting done and what we're accomplishing. And, you know, just making some real effort to acknowledge the real small things, right? And I wanted to just talk about some tips that I think might be helpful for people during this time that I've found to be helpful in my own experience. And, you know, of course, everyone's experience is so different. So not all of this will apply to you, but I hope that maybe some of it could be helpful. So I think number one is, of course, the compassion that I just spoke about, like just being really gentle, really loving and kind with yourself about whatever it is that's going on for you right now, and not trying to add more to your plate as much as possible, because most of us already have plenty on our plate right now, whether it's just being really anxious about what's going on or worrying about the loss of a job or whatever it is that you are going through, just trying to hold some space for yourself and obviously getting some support around that as much as you can. And for those of us who are parents, especially, I think that applies maybe tenfold, you know, because we're also trying to do all of what I mentioned with our children, and they're out of their routine. And something really important just to acknowledge is that, you know, our children are having their own process right now, and they're going through a lot, right? We're all going through a lot. They're picking up on the energy in the home. They're picking up on the energy in the world around. And so for me, it's been very important to separate from TV, from the media, and make the home as calm as possible. So oftentimes we put on music and just allow ourselves to not engage as much as possible with the news and what's going on. You know, I still want to be informed, but I think what happens is, you know, after a certain amount of time, it becomes something that's more anxiety provoking than it is helpful. And so I think we just need to be really mindful about our limitations there. And also, our children picking up on the energy of that news can make things even more difficult for all of us, right? Because when we're trying to cope with our own anxiety, and then we have our children and their anxiety, right, that makes it so much more difficult. And so as much as we can create calmness in the midst of this chaos, you know, the more helpful it will be for us and for our children. And so I think that brings us to another point, not just separating from the news and TV, but I also spoke with a friend recently who was saying, you know, the only way I'm getting through this is by putting my phone down and just kind of focusing on my children. And I think that that's such a wonderful thing that she's doing. And, you know, and she said, you know, and she doesn't work, so she has this time to be able to do that. And I think that's so amazing. Unfortunately, many of us don't have that luxury, because we do have to work and attend to our jobs, right? But what I do think might be really helpful about that suggestion is, the more that I find myself even trying to multitask, the more I notice that my patience is just less and less, right? And so I think when we can try as much as possible to separate out the different things and tasks that we're doing from one another, meaning if we're being with our children and we have the ability to do so, put your phone away, just like she said. I mean, it does allow you to have some time with your children that's uninterrupted. And so you're not trying to do so many things at one time that I think just creates so much more stress for all of us, right? And if you don't have the ability to do that, my suggestion would be to, as much as possible, try to give yourself times where you're just present with one thing, whether it is now it's your work time and maybe, unfortunately, you have to go work in the bathroom because that's the only place where you can get privacy or whatever it is, right? It's finding that space that just separates you enough. because all of our patience is just wearing so thin with everything that is going on, you know, in and of itself, never mind being, you know, with our families all day and not ever having a break from each other. And that can be really stressful, right? And all of the other stuff that's compounded on that. And another thing I just want to mention, and I'm sure those of you who have the opportunity to be out in open air are really utilizing that. I live in the city, so it's not as much of something that everyone can do here, just have that open air. But I do think as much as possible, like on these nice days that we're having, like opening your windows and just getting that fresh air in, get some of that kind of stagnant energy out, and it's just refreshing and it feels good. So if you can't, just step outside, which I do recommend as much as possible, you know, within the limits of what we're allowed to do, just really allowing yourself to experience the fresh air. That's been really helpful for me and my family as well. And I just want to, again, acknowledge everybody for everything that you guys are doing right now, and just offer you as much support as possible. Be kind, be soft, you know, be mindful about what is coming out of your mouth in those frustrating moments. Try your best to just breathe through it as best you can and step away when you feel yourself really escalating. I also suggest, if you are in a household that has two parents, that you spend some time just like really evening out the responsibilities, because that can really make such a difference. Like, you know, right now as I'm recording this, my husband is putting my older daughter to bed, which is so helpful because it just gives me some time to be able to sit down and do something that I want to do that feels great, and it's uninterrupted time. So as much as you can have that space and trade off with your partner, please allow yourselves to do that. And I also find that it's been helpful when I can to try to make a plan for the day in some capacity, whatever that looks like, because, you know, this can feel in some ways like both a never-ending weekend as well as a never-ending work day. And so I think if you can just try to structure it in some capacity, it might alleviate some of the feelings of overwhelm that many of us are experiencing, and just helps you get grounded and get centered, right? Just going back to that schedule or that to-do list and reminding yourself of taking small actions towards whatever needs to be done. So I hope that you have felt some support here with that. I do also recommend there's various supports online, such as I've seen some distance Reiki going on, some beautiful meditations going on, all of that stuff. I just love it so much to help us just regroup and calm ourselves as much as we can. Maybe in the evenings when you get a few minutes of downtime, just giving yourself that space. So wishing everybody wellness, safety, and I hope for all of our sakes that we get through this soon, and I know we will. Thank you all.